Om Shanti. It's time. Exercise your soul power. Are you aware that the more reliant on facilities and amenities we become, the more insecure we become? When we depend upon these external facilities for our security or comfort, we become, well, more and more dependent. And then the more discomfort we experience in the long term. We become so used to them that it becomes difficult to live without them. Not only that, but we can come to rely less and less on our own innate facilities to the point where we can no longer trust ourselves. Security alarms or mobile phones can never replace the inner security of the soul. That can only happen when we have exercised our inner powers of trust, faith, truth, resilience, tolerance, and pure-heartedness, to name just a few. The more we use the physical facilities to achieve our means, the less accustomed we are to exercising and increasing our soul powers. Take, for example, mobile phones. We think we will be safe if we have a phone by us. We can call someone to our rescue in case of need. But the more we put our faith and trust in the mobile phone, the less we put in our telepathy. We no longer can trust our own inner wisdom and subtle abilities to do the right thing, or to invoke or attract the help at the right time. A television is that which has brought visuals closer to home. Tele means across distance, and vision means, well, to see. And a telephone has brought people closer together. But are the TV and telephone really doing their jobs of bringing us together, or are they making us far apart? The bank account is another example of false security. Some may feel that if they have dollar savings stored away, they are safe and secure. Is that the real security? Or is the real reassurance to live with the faith that I will always have abundance, no matter how much is in my bank account? Those who rely on wealth for their security will be disappointed when the economy takes a nosedive, or they are stranded and have none in that moment to rescue them. Yet those who have worked on their inner powers of feeling rich and abundant from the inside out will carry the attitude of gratitude and draw abundance towards them. Someone who is a multimillionaire doesn't have to physically see the dollars or dinars in their pocket to know they are rich. Likewise, a realization of my inner powers creates an attitude of being abundant and a knowing that more can easily come to me. Those who have mastered their inner powers carry an attitude of being strong and confident. Nothing is difficult for them, and there is no such thing as hardship. Whatever is needed at any moment will be available. They are able to sail through life with grace and ease. We may spend all our lives saving up for or paying off the mortgage for a house. Why? We think that it will bring us security and safety. And if we don't feel secure, then we feel fear. And if we do something out of fear, then we are only reinforcing fear in our soul. Conversely, whatever we do with love, then love and gratitude will be instilled in the soul, and that action will be fruitful. Some people hire bodyguards or carry guns and knives to guard their safety. Can the bodyguard really help in all situations? What is the ultimate protection? It is my stock of good deeds that become my protection. Most people watch the television to be entertained. To them, I would say they are missing out on the biggest entertainment of all, and that is life. We put our family aside and allow this screen to entertain us. If family time took precedence, then we would be so much happier and more joyful. So, do not be fooled by the facilities. They are useful if we master them and use them in the correct way. But if we allow them to master us, we become the losers. Technology delivers us what we are looking for: instant results, instant answers, and instant communication. Yet this further serves to remove us from our inner wisdom. If we are just a little patient and work with our inner powers and faith, then we can revel in our own power and step into a whole new way of operating. It's time. It's time to exercise our inner soul powers. As we practice faith and trust in ourselves and recreate feelings of abundance and joy inside, we come to realize the real power that's within us all. Om Shanti.